Peace and power, everyone. This is Teresa Taylor, a.k.a. The Phoenix, and we are live, Facebook Live, as well as Blog TV, and this is Manifesting Our Purpose. Yay, 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 yay. Let's see, bring them on camera. Steve, I will as soon as she arrives. I know what to do, okay? Now, we're going to be talking about a few topics today. Yes, we are. This computer is killing me trying to register this homeschool thing. Oh, wow. I get it, Quinuvian. It is. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, peace and power. Kaylin Gresham Bay, Islam to you today. Well, we have a very, very special guest, and she is on the road right now. So we're just going to be awaiting her to join the live. That is Miss Priscilla Clark. You can find her on Facebook. That is where I found her, as well as most of the guests that come on to Blog Talk, as well as Manifesting Our Purpose. Today, we're going to be talking about the Black woman. Good evening. There is our halo, Heather Bradshaw. Very, very powerful woman as well. We love you. We love all the work that you do for the sisters. And you keep doing you, my precious one. Go ahead and share on your pages. Until my guest arrives on the station, like I said, she is driving at this moment. So we're just waiting for her. I say to you, my precious Steve, some of the topics we're going to be talking about today, we are focusing more now, not just on our sisters, but as well, peace and power to you, Haram. We are talking about sisters, but specifically, we are talking about sisters of color. You can call them Black women. You can call them melanated woman, women woman. I call us womb on belonging to the womb, which is the giver of life. Put it that way. And we're going to be talking about quite a few things, Tim. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking about quite a few things. We're going to be talking about, Shana, love you. I love you, Nikki. We're going to be talking about spirituality. We're going to be talking about gurus. We're going to be talking about gods. Are we gods? Are we not gods? Do we have the God source? What is source? What is God? What is creator? Ooh, we're going to be getting funky, as I call it. We're going to be talking about the Tower of Babel, all kind of things, actually. And then, of course, if my sister is in the hood, that is where I need to be. Adam, thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, still waiting on my guest to arrive. It's okay, because sometimes we have to make accommodations. Oh, greetings, my brother Adam. I loved our interview. It was really, really beautiful. Now, we don't agree on everything now, Adam, but we agree that one thing, that love and wisdom, you know, what good is knowledge without wisdom? We can know a lot of things, Lisa, am I right? But if we don't have wisdom to meet out that intelligence, then what good is it? Am I right? Am I right? Can I get a Amun Ra, amen, whatever you into on that today? So, yes, we are waiting on my Priscilla to arrive. But we are going to keep going anyway. Let's talk today about, hi, I am here. Gregory, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Greg, for joining us on Manifesting Our Purpose, which is Blog Talk Radio, Ask Lisa, as well as Manifesting Our Destiny on Facebook Live. Oh, I love you, my precious one. Amun Ra, okay, we got Amun Ra and amen. So we already know what we're into. Let's talk about spirituality but spirituality and religion. How has that divided us as a group of people, as earthlings, I call us? How has that divided us? Can anyone tell me how has that divided us? Spirituality and religion. I'm going to send out some invites. Oh, Rod Johnson. Bring them on camera. Well, you said bring them on camera, so guess what? I may just bring you on camera. See, you see, this is called manifesting our purpose, you all. So if you have something to say, come on out the woodwork, I always say. Come on out the woodwork, babies. Don't be shy on spirituality and religion. One thing that I always on in the ancient sisterhood is that there is truth you can find everywhere. You can find everywhere. Oh, so, okay, he wasn't ready. It's all right. It's all right because I have a few that may be ready to talk. Look up, you guys. You'll be seeing invites. Teresa is trying to invite you, and you just push yes, and then you are tapped. No, I'm sorry, you're not tapped in. You're tuned up. That's what I call it. I call it tuned up. So while we're waiting, I can't right now. That's no problem, Ra, at work. I get it. Some of us got to work. Hey, we got to do what we got to do. Am I right? So, yes, yeah, so I am waiting on my guest of honor, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going because we know that most of us know that she is driving a truck. Yes, she is. That is a beautiful thing. She's driving a truck. So I'm sending my invites out now, so be looking for them. Spirituality, earthlings, I can go with that one, sister. Oh, wonderful. I don't think you're a friend on my page, Michael, so that might be why I don't have an invite button for you. But I have sent out a few invites to some of the people that that have been tuning in. Okay. And so look up, I'm inviting Kim in. I'm inviting quite a few people in. What's this about? Marcus Garvey, beautiful name. What this is about, I'm waiting on my guest. That is Priscilla Clark. Hi, precious Richard. I'm waiting on Priscilla Clark. She is a phenomenal woman. She has a voice, and her voice sometimes has come under attack for her beliefs. Not really even about her beliefs, but how she gets us to think about who we are, where we came from, and what we are going through in our societies now. Religion, when presented, most leaves the principles of spirituality out of the equation. Ashe, Harambe, Islam to you. Let's go on. Let's talk about spirituality as well as, I'm not going to say as opposed to, as well as religion. All right? I think of it this way, my precious ones. I think of spirituality as your journey, as an earthling, because that's what we are right now. We are residents of this earth. I think of spirituality as your truth. Okay, hold on, I'm sorry. I know it's gross, but hey. But I think of it as our journey, as our walk, until we get to the other side. I think of spirituality as something that is innate inside of you. It is almost, I say, a remembering. That's what I always say in the ancient sisterhood. I call it a remembering of who you are, what you are. Once you start untapping from the bullshit of this world, then you start tuning up, and then you start remembering. Spirituality is a journey of self-initiation. All right. Now, Ra, why do you think that we need an initiation? Let's talk as well. I'm just going to throw questions out, you know, until my guest comes. If she does, she does. If she doesn't, that means that she's, you know, she's driving a big rig. So, you know, it's all good in the neighborhood. But yes, going back to spirituality, I believe there are two things, actually three things, that cannot lie. I say this all the time. There is good, there's evil. Yeah, there's good, there's evil. And then there's the blood. Yeah. The blood. The blood never lies. If you cut your veins open and if they do tests on your blood, it cannot lie. It cannot lie. It will tell you where you originated. It can tell you if you're anemic, such as a lot of our melanated sisters are. I'll talk about that another time. It will tell you quite a few things. Let me tell you about evil. Evil does not change. It is evil. It will come in all shapes, forms, and fashions, but it is evil. Good. I'm sorry. Truth. Truth is another thing. If you are Islam, you know that truth cannot change. It will not change. It does not have the capability to change. Now, a lie can change, but truth cannot change. What is truth? Where can we find truth? So on and so forth. These are all questions to ponder. Now, let's talk about religion, shall we? I usually do this in the Ancient Sisterhood, but hey, I'm being led to do it here. Basically, finding your own path to enlightenment. Ra, Ashe to you. Ashe. What is above, so is below. I had to throw that out because, you know, I'm not ashamed of my spirituality. Let's talk about religion now. The great manipulator, the great deceiver, the great divide. The great divide, that is what I call religion. Religion is nothing more than man-made precepts and beliefs. That is what it is. That is what it is. Now, can we trace our lineages back? That is another question. Some people are so confused as to what they should believe in. That is because basically you don't even know your ancestors. I'm going in. I'm going in. Forgive me, I have a cold, y'all. It is basically you do not know where you started. You do not know your ancestors, and so on and so forth, because oral traditions have been lost over the years. Religion is hypocrisy at its finest, Brenda says. Ashe to you, my precious one. Let me tell you about religion. Religion has brought about generator, operator, destroyer. Love it. Religion. We have used religion, Yara Peace. Peace and power unto you. We have to use religion to destroy other races and cultures. In the name of religion, rest up and get well. The video can wait. Yes, my precious one. I'll rest when the Creator tells me to. I know I'm tired, but hey, I got to put it in. I got to put in that work for the people. Adaje, I got to put in that work for the people. So, yes, so in the name of religion, We have destroyed our enemies, which are just other religions. In the name of religion, we have divided ourselves on earth. In the name of religion, in the name of religions, that is what we have done as a people. And now we will actually kill in that name. If that name is Allah, if that name is Buddha, if that name is God, we have killed our own brothers and sisters for a name. For a name. How idiotic is that, you all? How idiotic is that? I cannot comprehend, you all. I cannot comprehend what we have done in this world. I cannot comprehend it. It is beyond reasoning to me. What we have created, which is religion. But here's the funny thing. Throughout my studies in the last, I would say, 35 years, I have come to one conclusion. There is truth to be found all over this world. And a lot of the truths, guess what? They are very similar in nature. Yes, they are. They are very similar in nature. Some of the core beliefs. Okay, I'll send you healing energy. Thank you, my precious one. Some of our core beliefs actually coincide with other religions. Think, I got my tea on that one. See, when I say tea, I'm spreading that tea. I'm just spreading what the Creator told me to spread. That's all. Hate me, love me. Whatever, do what you got to do. Not going to lose any sleep on it. So let's keep going. Just change the names. You know it. You know it. And let me tell you where that comes from, Brenda. Brenda said just change the names of our religions and gods. Let me tell you what that came from. That came from our need for acceptance, our need to believe in something higher than ourselves. We had to because we lost faith in ourselves. That's what we did. We lost faith in ourselves, my precious ones, and so we had to create gods and goddesses. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. I'm getting. They're trying to cut me off. It's okay because I'm still on blog anyway. You know how we do. We got to come with different angles. You can't catch me. I'm the Phoenix, baby. You can cut me down on one device. Guess what? I got three more. Okay, Ross says, we have destroyed the image of the black woman. Now it is our job to deify her once more. I don't want to be a deity. I don't want to be a deity. But what you can do, my men, my brothers, what you can do is you can elevate those who need to be elevated. I'm going to hurt some feelings on today. Yeah, yes. We are flawed as human, as the human race. We are flawed. Our brothers are flawed. Our sisters are flawed. Why change us into deities? We ain't ready, baby. We're not ready to become deities. We're not ready. I can't take any calls on blog because I need one of my other phones and it is not up to par right now. Thank you, my precious one. Kenya, peace and power. I'm waiting on my precious Princella to arrive on the live, but she's driving that semi, so we got to wait on her. So, okay, so I'm still sending out invites. So if you see that I've invited you and you're able to talk, come on to the live until our guest comes on. Okay, so I've lost connection in my live feed. It always happens. I tell you, when you're trying to bring some funk, when you're trying to bring some truth, won't they cut you off? Won't they cut you off? I really couldn't care less because guess what? Man, woman, I'm going to keep spreading that funk. I'm going to keep spreading that truth. Yeah, thank you. Think of the Lion King radio said you have forgotten who you are. Oh, I was on the phone. Oh, that's okay, Princella. Oh, here she is now, my precious one. I'm going to invite her in, and we're going to get it funky. Let's get funky. Not physical funky. We're going to get funky. In that word on today, yes, we are. So I just invited you, my precious Transella. Go ahead and tap me, and then we can keep it moving. And you'll know when she's coming on because my mouth will start looking very slow. Yes, so let's keep going. Let's keep going. We're talking about some things. We're talking about, I just sent you an invite, my Transella. Princella wants to be in your video. Of course you want to be in my video, it says. Let me add my Princella and see what's crack-a-lackin'. I'm trying to invite you in now, my precious one. My precious, precious one. And if it doesn't work on my channel, we'll go to your channel. So it's all good in the neighborhood. So let's keep going. Who is God? Who are the gods? Are you the God? Is the black woman God? I say, that's questions. Okay, so my requests have been sent out. My invites have been sent out. I don't know why we can't connect, but I'm going to add you again, my precious one. It says inviting, but, you know, a lot of times when we're in different regions, this happens. There's always a disconnect, and it irritates me. It irritates me. But, yeah, so if this doesn't work for Stella, then you start another live, and then I will tap into your live, and we'll keep it funky like that. So she's not able to tap in. So this is what we're going to do now. We are going to everyone can't be a god. Hello. Oh, hello, Richard. Peace and power unto you, my precious king. I call each other's kings and queens if I know. It doesn't want to tap you in. I don't know why. It says inviting. I'm going to stop the live, and then I'm going to let a Princella start her live, and then I'll tap in that way because that seems to be the right way to do this. So that's what I'm going to do. Princella, you go ahead. I'm going to tap off of my live video, and then I want you to start a live video, and then I'll be able to tap into you. So we're going to keep going with blog talk anyway, so we're all good, y'all. We're good in the hood, so stay tuned for 2-2. Nah, 3-3. Yeah, 3-3. We'll be back on, you all. Peace and power. Just on the live, but we are still on Blog Talk, so tune into that. And see you in a few. All right, so let's keep going here. Who is God? Are we the gods? Can anyone tell me? I can't tap into a few things right now, but I'm still into Blog Television, and I'm asking my Priscilla to go ahead and do a live. And then we will get back to Priscilla. So hold on 1 second, my precious one, and I'm going to get her back. I'm going to get her back, and I'm still here. Don't worry. Okay, so let's keep going now. So we have a few questions on the board today. We have, what is the difference between spirituality and with religion? Who is God? Are we God? And is a black woman God? A lot of questions we need answered here. And let me tell you something. We're going to have a million different responses as well. Yes, we are. That's going to be a beautiful thing because we are all different people. We are all different people, and we all have different backgrounds and beliefs. So you say, what do you believe? What do you believe? I'll tell you what I believe right now. I'll tell you this. I believe that there is a creator. I believe that there is a source. I believe that we started off as perfected beings, and I think that we had choices. Yes, we did. We had choices, and now we are living with those choices. I think when we try to be who we are not, it fails. It fails miserably. It fails miserably. Is a black woman God? Now, that is up for discussion as well, my precious ones. I'm not going to tell you there's a right and wrong answer because we won't know. We won't know the right and wrong answer until we get to the other side, and then we actually talk to the creator or the creators, depending on what you believe. What I do know, this is that we don't know everything. We don't know everything, my friends. We don't know. Why do we keep acting as if we are authority figures? And we're not. We are not authority figures. We only know what we have been taught, what we have researched for ourselves. Now, every time you research something hieroglyphics and different scrolls and so forth, guess what? In a few years, they're going to find more and more and more and more because the veils are being ripped. They're being lifted now. So now we are actually tuning up to a lot more wisdom, I would say. Yes, that's what I would call it, a lot more wisdom. If you only believe in one thing, you are limiting yourselves, my precious ones. Now, am I saying to believe in different gods? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is study to show yourself approved. That's it. That's all. If you do not study, if you do not question everything, then guess what? You brought into the matrix. Yeah, you have. You brought into the matrix, and now you will believe whatever you want to believe. It is so easy to go down that wide road that's popular. It is very easy to claim to be Islam, to claim to be more, to claim to be a Buddha follower and so forth. But half of us, we haven't even studied our own religion. I got to get some tea on that one. Hold on. Yes, it's getting funky. It's getting funky. So let's keep going. What is wrong with our society, I say? What is wrong with our society? Our society, not just one, but quite a few. What is wrong with our society? Okay, here we go. We got Miss Priscilla back on live now. And here she is. Okay, here she is. Miss Priscilla, I have just sent you my invite. Here we go with Miss Priscilla Clark. Here she is, my favorite peoples, my peoples. She is getting tuned in right now.
She is getting tuned in. I'm going to keep talking on Blog Talk while she is getting tuned in.
This is a beautiful moment when the sisters connect. I'm in Indiana. She's on that road. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Oh, perfect, perfect. There she is, y'all. The one and only Miss Princella, Mrs. Princella Clark. Yay! Woo-hoo. Gabriella, go.
I'm so glad y'all give me something to do because I'm so tired.
Get home, my baby. Yeah. Man, we're sending you all kind of positive energy. You already know. Sending you positive energy. So she is. Man, all you got to do is call us. Man, we have you dancing. We have you singing. You know, we be doing electric slides. We be doing everything, baby. We'll get you crunk. Don't worry about it. Well, let's go right into our live now because we are now on Blog Talk. We are as well on Miss Princella Clark. Going to go into a few questions right quick for you. Let me ask you first. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I heard that you are a newlywed. Am I right?
I am a newlywed. Yes. I guess you can say. Call me the shit talker, formerly known as Princella Clark. Princella Clark. I'm busy after marriage. My husband and I, we drive trucks together. I'm a person who I live my life based on reality. Everything I do is the closer that I'm closer than you are to the ground. In reality, the less likely you are to get hurt. Injured when your illusions don't pan out to be what you thought of it. So one of the things I believe is that we tend to sugarcoat and put perfume as a person who has gone through plenty of trials and tribulations, I can safely say that without personal accountability and responsibility, nothing in this world will ever improve. I can honestly say that.
You know, let me tell you, you.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
Let me tell you,
with being who you are sometimes in this world, man, when you start spitting that truth, baby, you become every name in the book but a child of the Creator. Man, I was watching you live. I'm saying, man, that's just, you're not a man. I'm just saying, man. Look, they're going to call you a fanatic. They're going to call you a heretic. They're going to call you a clown. I've been called so many names. I say, well, whatever y'all say, because you know what? It's not what you call me. It's what I answer to. It's not what you say about me. It's what I believe. So really, it don't bother me. It just motivates my ass a little bit more to keep spitting that truth. Let me ask you this, my precious one. So we know that you have a beautiful king by your side now. Y'all, I'm not going to say ride or die. Y'all live and ride together. That is a beautiful thing. Who was your biggest influence growing up?
Mm-hmm. You want to say Michael Jackson, the Prince? I mean, if you want to get on that level, I can't say that I had one gentleman that I used to refer to as my mentor. He taught me some basic things, but for the most part, I can't really say that I had a big influence in one person. I think life
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Laura says, oh, I can hear her sniff over Priscilla's voice. I have a cold, you guys. Let me tell you something. Just because I'm on Blog Talk and we're on Facebook Live, that's not all my life. But guess what? I got a life. I get sick, y'all. We all get sick. Let's talk about your spiritual beliefs now. Your spiritual beliefs. What do you believe as far as who is God? Are we God? Is the black woman God? And so forth.
Just not in my vocabulary. Anytime I refer to something that's higher than myself, I choose the universe or the all. I understand that all is mine. All is mine. Everything exists in the mind and doesn't exist outside of mine. So I believe that we are co-creators because we create our reality every day. I don't believe in utilizing her as the
You know, I agree with you on that part as far as words are concerned. We are so caught up on the words that we don't even realize who created certain words, what culture has created certain words. And so we adopt a lot of words that we don't even realize that we didn't create. But I believe that words, we give life to certain words. You know, we give so much of our power to words that we need to start studying. You know, I break down words. I actually break down words. If let's say, what was it? It was a word I broke down. It was testimony. I broke that word down, testimony. And I was amazed at what I found on all of those different words combined into one word. Let me ask you something about gurus. Because we know we got some gurus on the planet. I'm getting tired of them. I want to free all of the puppets. See, I always say that that's the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to untap some of our people from these gurus, such as Nature Boy. I've been talking about this fool for years. And then when I tuned into to one of your lines, I heard you going in on him. We all know he's a clown. We all know he's a fool. Why are our people so ready to follow pedophiles and egotistical, crazy humans? What is wrong with our people, Priscilla?
And put their entire existence into the hands of somebody else because so much needs to be met. So if I find somebody who I believe knows more than me, I'm willing to follow that person because I no longer have to think. I don't have to think for myself because thinking is too hard. Thinking is too hard, so we might as well allow somebody else. It's almost like work for us. So a lot of black folks get into this pro-black thing. They always say we need to own our own business. No matter your people are comfortable working for somebody else. I'm going to tell you why. Because it doesn't require that much accountability or responsibility. See, when you own a company, the cost of doing business is high. Try to own a semi-truck. It's going to cost you. You got to be an employee. You got to do this. Business check costs $100 to order business check versus $20 to
purchase.
We find out that it costs so much for order business, people just like, you know what? I'm going to pay somebody's insurance. I don't want to have to don't be responsible for all the debt. I don't want to have to pay somebody's notice.
You know, that's funny that you say that. That's funny that you say that because as you were saying that, I got the same image of people that follow certain religions, people that follow certain gurus. I don't want to, just like you just said, I don't want to have to think. I want them to form what I think in their minds, and then I want them to give me that on a platter. And then I'm going to eat all of that foolishness, you understand, because it's easy, it's complacent. I think that we're complacent. Yeah, we're very complacent. Let me ask you about, you mentioned earlier today about the Tower of Babel. Can you expound on that for me?
Okay. One of our biggest problems. The Bible has everything to do with language. And at one point, according to the allegorical story, we're supposed to be building this big old tower to reach the heavens. Everybody was speaking the same language and barely understood everybody. But the God found out, oh, no, they're trying to get up to the heavens. Oh, no, we got to stop this. How do we stop this? Bingo, let's just change everybody's language so they can't understand. So now everybody's speaking blah, blah, blah. Don't nobody understand what the heck is going on. So now you have chaos in person, especially in America. Black people come from so many different schools of belief, so many different environments, so many different philosophies, and they have taken words that have meaning and created their own meaning in their own personal mind. So you know what? That ain't right. I'm going to create what I believe this word is. And they talk to somebody 30 miles down the road who uses the same word, who believes in something else, and then they're using a word, trying to talk to each other, and they ain't on the same page. Because they have a belief in the word that shapes their perception. So everything that they're talking about is based in their perception. And now we can't get no understanding because nobody wants to be first understanding. Everybody wants to say, you know what, I'm right, you're wrong, I don't want to listen to what the fuck you got to say because what you're saying is total and utter nonsense. Ooh. So I'm going to close my mind because I don't want you challenging my beliefs. And I'll be damned.
That's that fire, because you know we on fire right now. We on fire all up and through here in that cab, in that truck. We on fire, and we ain't going to quench these fires for no damn body. Okay, let's go to one question that's been on our minds. When you were talking, when you were saying that the black woman is a god, and then they came for you. They came for you, you know, like a posse, like, oh, the black woman is god. Oh. And you start shutting them down one by one. You start shutting them down, okay? But oh baby.
You'll find out. I do have to say this.
Yeah.
What you will find out, people rarely agree with other people. People only agree with people that share the same thoughts and beliefs that they, because that's how you do it. But the majority of people are too stuck on what they believe to even ever open up their mind to ask the question to get somebody else's perspective. So if it don't feel good to them, they just gonna write you off and go link up with somebody who makes them feel good, that agrees with them, but holds the same exact position that they do.
That is very, very true. Very, very true. That's it. That's all. Shit. What can you say? When you hear the truth, it's the truth. Just shut up and let it marinate all up in there. That's what I say. Now let's talk about another topic. What do you think? Because I always say, okay, we have problems. Now, what are some of the solutions, you know, to some of the problems? Now I want to talk about us. I want to talk about you and I. I want to talk about the women of color, the black women, the brown women. We know what our problems are in this world, how we created certain foolishness. Is there a solution?
No, we don't know what our problems are.
Uh-oh, go ahead and talk on it.
What's the solution?
Uh-huh.
Well, there is no solution. There is no problem.
See,
we on the outside looking in and looking at other people saying, you know, that's a problem with this person.
Mm.
The way that person is acting, that's a problem. I don't like that. I don't agree with that.
Mm.
Well, then what's your solution?
Mm.
Well, if you want to ask me a solution, my solution, I look everybody that don't fit the ideology that I'd have came up with in my head and fit the moral standard that I'd have came up with in my head and round them up and put them in a gas tank. But, you know, but I can't do that. That is not a viable solution.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the person that I don't like their actions, how does that person change? Well, guess what person has to see? That there is a problem with their actions. If they don't see that it is a problem with their actions, there is no solution to fixing that person. Because only you, person who ain't got no control or power, you're the one that see the problem. They don't see the problem with themselves. So if you want a solution to fixing a problem, the only problem that you can fix lies with itself. If you look at somebody else, if you see that their actions are a problem and you turn around and see the same actions in yourself, then it ain't your responsibility to fix that person. It's your responsibility to fix yourself.
You know, I agree with you, my sister, on a few facts. Number one is, you know, I used to be, back in the day, I used to watch, you know, my girls twerking, you know, and I say, ooh, why they twerking their booties like that? And, ooh, that just don't look right. But, you know, I was coming from that grandmother era, because I'm a grandmother now. So, you know, some things I just, you know, I wasn't really hip on. And then I started remembering where some of our people came from. And guess what? It's in our blood to twerk. You said we weren't doing it to, we weren't doing it to attract the male, you know, we were doing it because that was our dance. And then I saw my little 3-year-old granddaughter, and she was getting it, and she was twerking. And I realized, guess what? It's in her nature to dance. It is in her nature to sing. You know, we get so mad about some of our singers out here and about what they're bringing out. But guess what? That's them. That's them. Why are we getting so upset about what they say, because that's their truth? You see, so you are absolutely right when you say that if there is no problem within you, then why should anyone else have a problem with what is within you? If you see there's nothing wrong with your behavior, then that's on you. But we have so many preconceived notions of what we think is correct, what we think is, you know, it is the norm. I don't know. I've always been the out of the norm kind of gal. You know what I'm saying? I've done things that, you know, others would find offensive or whatever. We just got to start being us. That's what it is. We got to start being us. We got to start, I believe, myself, we got to start loving ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, then guess what? We got to start doing some work on us. That's it. That's all.
Now, but let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
The most successful people in history, the most successful people are people who have found ways to make a person's everyday life easy.
Mm.
This is where production lines come from, where cell phones come from, where cars come from, where straightening cones or she eyes come from.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that has allowed the human exist or experience to be easier. The people who can manufacture and produce the easiness for humanity become the saviors. They become successful. And a person who is trying to reverse that and make people's lives harder by saying, you got to be accountable and responsible. on a day-to-day basis. You can't just do this. You have to have self-control. Or try to make that person's life more difficult, you will not be successful.
Ooh.
So the only way that black people will ever get anybody to do anything that they don't believe this is right, you have to have the authority and the power to enforce your will on somebody else. Because that person's belief is not your will. You have to force your will onto them through power. And this is how you ended up getting people enslaved, how these people took over countries, because what I believe you should do ain't necessarily what you believe you should do. I might not like you doing all of the savage stuff that I see you doing. You don't have a problem. In order for me to change that on a massive level, I have to force people to do what I tell them that they should do. Black folks ain't got no power to tell other black folks what they should and shouldn't be doing.
Boom! That's that Megatron. I love your ass. Let's talk about again. Talk about one last thing that's been plaguing me. Where do you see this country going? What path are we on? Is there something that you would suggest to our people that are listening right now? That will ensure a better tomorrow for our children.
Well, at the end of the day, black people's number one issue is the lack of empowerment.
Mm.
And people don't even know what the word empowerment means. Just because you motivate somebody don't mean you empower them. Just because you give a person a belief don't mean you're empowering them. Because it is about action. Okay? So what is empowerment? Empowerment is giving a person total freedom to govern their reality without being subject to fate. So self-determination. Areas, they will never be empowered. And these six areas are based in spirituality, culture, education, economics, social structure, and politics. If you are not running on all six cylinders, which gives you power to govern your life without being subject to fate, then you are not empowered. You're not empowered. Everybody got a piece of the pie and think they got the full answer. Everybody has a piece of the pie and think they have the full answer. Let's take education. The pro-black believes that education is not rooted in going to college. They believe that education is rooted in studying Willie Lynch, in studying all these black power people, in studying Kevin, and all the stuff. That's the extent of their education. But how does that empower you to move forward and build any damn thing? It don't move you. It doesn't move you forward. It doesn't empower you or give you the freedom of self-determination, being subject to fate. It does not give you that power. What type of education does? Well, business, economics, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Where are engineers at? Science is there. Where are business experts? Where are our economics? The children have no foundation in business. They have no foundation in economics. They have foundation in science, technology, engineering, arts, or math. Not computer engineering and not mechanical engineering. None of it. That is the type of education that you need to be able to build anything. Then you So, black people's issue is the lack of empowerment. And if they don't want to allow six cylinders, how can you train your children to do something that you ain't familiar with? So now you just continue to repeat the cycle over and over and over again until one day a kid get up and say, you know, everybody's supposed to.
Yeah.
Every generation we gotta start over. Every generation we come in this thing further and we just gonna get it together. But now you have to depend on everybody else to do their part. If you have no power to make them do it, you have to sit there and hope that they'll do it. I hope black folks get it together. I got faith today. They just go wake up, be accountable and responsible. They gonna put the work that I put in. Okay, well, you know, it's some lazy people out here that don't want to do nothing. They don't want to think. They don't want to work. They don't want to shower. They don't do nothing. So you're going to sit up here and create a vision in your mind and hope that that person just one day get up and do what you think they should be doing?
I get you, my sister. And like Richard Thompson, he said, you have basically laid out a blueprint for black empowerment. You know, this is why we do what we do, is because we have to start. If we're all going to be on Facebook and if we're all going to be on these social media sites, it's time that we start spitting that truth. And a lot of times that truth, you're going to make some enemies. People are going to be real mad at you when you bring in that funk. That's what I call it. But we have a job to do. Our purpose is what matters the most. Let me ask you something, Princello. What is your purpose on earth?
And this is, you know, I'm glad you asked me that question because for some reason people think we all have the same purpose.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose does not resemble anybody else. We all come here to elevate each other, but the way I'm doing it is not the way you think I should be.
Mm-hmm.
I did not come from a loving family. I did not come from a cult. Support me. And all my life, ever since I was a child, was I was determined to break the cycle within my own family, because it has to start somewhere.
Mm.
That moment, I always said I was never going to be a baby mom.
Wow.
If I could not be married and have a child, I wouldn't have it any. Because my child would not grow up in a family that don't accept them, that makes them feel like shit, that has no stability, I refuse. Because I didn't like it as a child. And so my purpose is, once I begin to break the cycle within my own family, I branch out to help other individuals in the family and help other children. My purpose is not to save the world, because that is an impossible feat. Because other people have to also have a purpose that contributes to the overall purpose of saving humanity and black people. I can't save everybody. Yeah. I don't even have the fan base Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had white folks.
I thank you all for tuning in to Blog Talk. Peace and blessings to you, and keep tapping in.
Oh, no, I was saying goodbye to my...